Hello, I'm Adam Twidell, CEO of Private Fly. This is the first of a series of Private Fly podcasts where I'll be talking to leading innovators from the world of aviation, technology, and business. So thanks for tuning in to this first episode. Our aim is to bring you exclusive interviews and travel secrets in an accessible and portable way so that travelers and aviation enthusiasts alike can be kept up to date. I'm delighted today to be talking with writer, broadcaster, New York Times bestseller author, pilot, and aviation expert, Patrick Jepson. Patrick, hello.
Adam, glad to be with you.
Fantastic. So, Patrick, my thanks for you joining us today at Private Fly. From my introduction, it's clear that you've had an incredibly varied and exciting career, and you're now based in the States.
Yes. I mean, I suppose it's true to say, Adam, that I've always had a bit of wanderlust in me. I've always enjoyed departing. You know, it's a great way to get the pulse racing, always to set off on a new journey, wherever it is. And now it's brought me to America, not least having had the good fortune to marry an American. I'm now a permanent resident here, and reminding myself that America really is a big place, and if you like traveling, America is a great place to be based.
So travel is still very much a huge part of your life.
It is. Well, my wife and I are lucky. We have the opportunity to travel a lot with our work. We're just back most recently from speaking at corporate communications conferences in Kazakhstan and Bulgaria. But we also have continuing links with the UK. Next week I'm going to be at the Oxford Literary Festival. Before we finish one trip, we're usually planning the next.
So it's busy times. And at the beginning, we actually both share an armed forces background. You, I believe, were in the Navy. I started in the Air Force. I flew for 10 years. When did you join the Navy, Patrick?
Well, perhaps like you, Adam, they got me young. I joined shortly after I left school, when I was at university at Cambridge. I've got to say, it's one of the things I can look back on with almost absolute pleasure. It was a 15-year overall career for me. And although there were bits of it that were seemed a bit challenging at the time, it was the most tremendous experience. I think probably there's quite a few.